You go through assistance the way some men go through socks, Bianca said in exasperation. I have highly trained people here, and you're beginning to make me look very bad. The last two women you sent overtly suggested that they were available for more than just work, Bianca. It's not my fault. You were the one who insisted that they be attractive and presentable. I offered to send you someone who would not take a second glance at you, and you refused, she reminded him. You are a very attractive and rich man, so you can't blame them for trying. This last one you sent started unbuttoning her very tight blouse while I was in the middle of a telephone call. I had to tell my client to wait and deal with the very uncomfortable situation. Your company has served us well over the 8 months, and that is the only reason I am continuing our relationship, Bianca, Eric told her. And I am grateful for that. You were never going to find another Michelle, Eric, so you might as well get used to it. His secretary had taken a leave of absence to go and take care of her sick father. Find me someone who can actually fulfill their secretarial duties and not look at me as if I am a prospective lover. His tone had a hint of impatience to it, and had Bianca sympathizing with him. He was a handsome, charismatic man, a billionaire who had risen to the top of being able to beat the odds at being one of the top real estate owners in the world. He was sought after, but remained aloof and made sure to keep a low profile, which was not very easy. I have just the person in mind, she said in a calm, soothing tone, and I will deal with Angelique as soon as she gets here. Thank you. He sighed suddenly. I have meetings to attend, and I'm being unreasonably irritable to you. I'm sorry. No need for apologies, Eric. I should have known beforehand that the match wouldn't work. I need a professional like you, Bianca. Would you consider giving up your company and coming to work for me? Bianca laughed at that. I did the administrative bit for 5 years before I decided that it wasn't for me. A pity. I think we would be a very good match. He was speaking about business, but for some reason Bianca felt a prickle of awareness on her skin. She had met Eric several months ago when she had made a bid to his company to find people to fill the slots in his company and had felt the awareness the very first time. She had done her best to tamper it down, and they had a purely professional relationship. Besides, she was busy with her job and needed to concentrate on that. Only for the last few months, she had begun yearning for something else, a child. She turned 30 in April, and the yearning had started. I will send someone over right away. Her name is Gertrude, and she is over 50 years old and very efficient. She has vast experiences in administrative positions and has been married for almost 30 years with 2 grown children and a grandchild. She's perfect. Sounds that way. Thank you. You're welcome. How about lunch on Thursday? He suggested. I have a number of things I need to discuss with you. Where? Bianca asked him casually. At the seafood restaurant near you. I'm leaving town for a couple of days after that. I'll see you then. Thanks, Bianca, he said again, before hanging up. She sat there for a moment and then looked up as her door was pushed open. Angelique is in the waiting room, and she looks as if she's been crying, her secretary Nadine advised her as she placed some letters on her desk. She should have thought about her actions before she started stripping in Eric's office, Bianca said grimly as she used her letter opener to open the first one. She looked up at Nadine. Let her stew for a little bit while I sort these out. Are you going to let her go? Bianca shrugged. I don't know yet. Remember your 1 o'clock meeting. Eric studied the images on his computer carefully. Bianca had been true to her word and had sent over Gertrude. The woman was proving to be very efficient and knew what she was about. He dialed her extension. Please get me the sales department on the line and then confirm my next appointment. Yes, sir. He studied the images some more.